Hello, and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur magazine. With me to talk about the next issue of Evolve's Greater Daytona Region is the editor, John Guthrie. John, you've got a great theme here, and that's the next generation, recruiting and retaining young talent. Talk about
Howard.
That. Why?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It is so important. In my role as a Vice President of Communications at Halifax Health, I just realized how much of my time is going to recruiting, because it used to be that the resumes just piled up everywhere. And now I feel like a Big Ten coach trying to go out there and find the best talent and get them engaged in our mission. A little different story.
Mm-hmm. So you did a podcast with the panel that's going to be on the Evolve Greater Daytona Region website, and I think on the homepage as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I wanted to extend things a little bit, and to have a little bit of dialogue. I always hope that each one of our episodes and magazines and publications kind of leave people with a pro tip, shall we say?
Mm-hmm.
And as we were working as an editorial board to put together kind of what this looks like, the future, there were some people in my past and my future that I thought, you know what, they have shaped my opinion. And like one of those is Jack White, who mm-hmm. is a developer, but he has been preaching about the creative class by Richard Florida, who mm-hmm. is an author. And they're kind of talking about who we want to attract. Mm-hmm. And then Kate Sark, who works for the county, has a tremendous attitude about living here and about the place we want to attract people. And then Kimberly with Masco brings a totally different perspective, because she is talking about how you're presenting your organization. Is your organization real mm-hmm. to this new job hunter / recruit, postgraduate probably? And then you always round things out when you talk about business and talent and workforce with Robin King mm-hmm. from Career Source. So we had a great group of people, and I think people enjoy that podcast because you can hear the perspective in their exact words.
So, yeah, and you've got some excerpts from it in the magazine, the digital, as well. Robin used the term in there. She said, people are saying the great resignation, and she said she believes, and as well as others, that it's really the great reflection. You know, is that
so
people,
true?
Yeah, it was so true. So
yeah.
Say more how that ties into what you're talking about in terms of this creative class and everything.
That hit me really hard as well, Howard, mm-hmm. and I was sitting there going, you know what, I think in the absence of some things like perhaps in place in the face meetings and the absence of certain entertainment events and the absence of these things, we were forced to reflect and we were forced to think about what we're doing and does it make a difference, and who is, and I hate this, but who is essential and who is not essential.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people's jobs were deemed non-essential,
mm-hmm.
and I don't agree with that, but yet it still happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think everybody was looking at this, they're looking at where they fit,
mm-hmm.
where they fit in today's landscape. And so I think that reflection is really important. And the interesting tie here is veterans like you and I may have that reflection, but it actually mirrors what the younger generation is thinking right now. So it's kind of like the pandemic put us all in the same boat and started to ask the question why, what, how, where, mm-hmm. to kind of decide if we're aligned or not. So it really was it was good, and I think in retrospect, the great reflection perhaps caused the great resignation.
Yeah, exactly. And we yet and still just use that moniker to describe it rather than understanding what the causals were that drove it. So to that point, I did a podcast with Jason Meyer, who's the CEO and founder of Synergy Building, and he's on your cover, and he talked about, as he's going forward, having to move away from employees and teams to really looking at the people in his organization as clients and understanding them in a very deep way. Is that resonating with you as well?
Yeah, I think it's about, I think more than ever we need deep connection. And I think we lost some deep connection. And I think the younger generation through texting and social media has lost some of that connection, and people are yearning for that connection. We almost, Howard, we almost want to hug each other. You know, I mean, that's where we are. I don't quite want to hug you, but I'm close when I see you, because I'm like, well, you know, this is somebody I know, somebody I respect, somebody that I kind of vibe with. And it's like, man, we need more just personal caring. So I think Jason's point, you know, when you can let your guard down and really talk about real life, I think that that is what we're all craving.
So you've got an article in here, Happy and Here to Stay. It's about retaining people in your business, which kind of builds to this same discussion that we're having. And you highlight a number of businesses here. Did you want to say anything about them or that article?
You know, what I got from this article is that your attitude, one's attitude, can make up for an awful lot. We could sit here and we could say, we're rated this in education. We have a dangerous pedestrian landscape. You know, we have this in unemployment. We have this homeless, many homeless people. We can do that. And then we start to, as Jack used to say, we start to lose confidence in ourselves as a place. Or we can say, you know what, yes, we have those challenges. Many communities have those challenges. Mm-hmm. But guess what today I'm going to do? Or guess who I met today? Or how is today a positive thing? So really, when you look at this, these business owners, whether it's Latoya and James or the other business owners, they had what I would call, you know, a voraciously good attitude. And they're at peace, and they're working their program, and it's working for them. Mm-hmm. So I think attitude is really what I take away from that article, is that if you have a great attitude, you can do great things. But if you get bogged down, then it's going to hold you back, and you'll end up with an inferiority complex for what you do and where you live.
Yeah, going back to the conversation with Jason, and you know, mainly because I referred to him because of him being in the lead article in the magazine, he talked about that, John, as the right mindset too.
Yeah.
Right? You know, that having the right mindset is what's critical to both starting as an entrepreneur and then being an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur, and continuing to grow and evolve. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, it was a great discussion.
So, I think mindset's even better, a better way to say it than attitude, really.
Yeah, good.
And if you're around him, you'll see he stays very focused on his mindset.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why he's successful.
Mm-hmm. So where is Evolve going? What are the themes coming up, or any more you want to say about this one before we go there?
Well, I think the important thing to this one, the biggest thing I learned both practically from my business but also in this magazine, was how we older people may know what we need to do, but we may not know how to do it. And I just want to tell a little anecdote that you know, I knew that we needed to build a community on TikTok for Halifax Health, and I had no idea how to do it. But I have people who are here who do know how to do it, and I took the gloves off, and not only are they getting hundreds of thousands of views, and don't ask me how, but we had our first instance where we hired a nurse who said she saw our TikTok and said to her husband, "This is where I want to work." So I think what it teaches me is, and we hired her, I think what it teaches me is that we have to start looking very differently at the tools we have, at new tools, at, you know, at how Kimberly was really clear that we have to be authentic on our beliefs in diversity, authentic on our beliefs in protecting the environment, you know, all those things. So I think it's harder now, but I think if you open your eyes and say, you know, there's a great article in there that Alex Gurdes did, you know, recruiting on social media. And, you know, guys like you and I need to read that.
Okay.
And say, you know what, we don't know everything, mm-hmm. and we have to start looking at this differently. Mm-hmm. And we are now recruiting people of the younger generation. I liken it to for our tribe. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's politically correct, but that's what we're doing. I remember that when that was a big HR theory, your tribe. But you know, that's what we're recruiting for, people who fit. Who fit together well, and then, as Jim Collins would say, from good to great, get the right people on the bus.
That's right. Get them in the right seat.
You get them in the right seats and then drive. And yeah. Now it's almost like not only do you have to do all that, but they all have to get along together and feel one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting more tricky, but I think this issue did a good job of kind of giving people some pro tips, as I say, to hone up their recruitment game.
Mm-hmm. So to build on your recruiting tips by Alex Gurdes, that's in there. There's that great infographic behind that,
yeah,
around recruiting on social media and the various platforms. And I'm sure there are going to be some people who say, I know all about Twitter. I know all about TikTok. I'm using them effectively. There are likely to be a lot of people who aren't. And so hopefully they pay attention to that and find some usefulness. And then also the employee engagement infographic around what you can do. So I thought, yeah, there's some very good tools. And one of the things that we hear from readers is they like when you have tips and tools inside of the magazine, both print and digital.
Yeah, I think, I always want to come away with something like that, or have something that I put a sticky note on, mm-hmm, and hand to somebody. Listen to me, how old I am. Put a sticky note on it and hand it to somebody. You know, I mean, but we have to get to a digital world, which you asked me before. And so, I mean, I think that we have to understand how to consume media like we're talking about, mm-hmm, educational media, let's call it,
mm-hmm,
digitally.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big question mark as to how that's going to go down, because you and I came from a generation of reading. My kids aren't big readers. So we're at a very, very important moment in media consumption to understand how we're going to include everybody and educate people.
Yeah, but as you and I know, I completely agree that we're at an inflection point. But as a VP of Marketing Communications and as the CEO of Touchpoint, a marketing communications and media firm, one of the things I know for a certainty is we have to be however people want to gain their access and information.
Yeah.
Whether it's social media, whether it's digital copy and text, or whether it's video or audio or however they want it, we have to figure out how to be in all of those places with the appropriate content for the platform and media.
Right.
And it's easier said than done. There's no question about that.
I think it has to be very purposeful, and you have to study it, and yep, you have to think about how you're, mm-hmm, using things, because not everything's interchangeable. And so I think that's the road that we're on with Evolve, is to figure out where all those pieces kind of fit together, especially in what I feel is like a local news shrinking landscape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is a whole different subject.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we lost some radio icons. Yep. In Mark Bernier, yep, and Big,
mm-hmm,
John,
mm-hmm,
the newspapers have tended to aggregate and be less
local. Less local, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm, and so, you know, we have, but people still want information, mm-hmm, and so I think our job, to your point, is to put it where they want it,
mm-hmm,
in the way they want it, and that's a challenge, but we're up for it.
And our focus is in business and entrepreneurship. So,
right,
you know, we're not a mass media. That's not the goal. That's not the audience. That's not who we're trying to reach, so...
Thankfully,
we're a niche publication, a,
yeah,
niche media. So as long as we know who we are and what we're trying to do and focus on what their requirements are and make sure that we're meeting and providing a value to them, and hopefully this podcast does the same.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
It gives someone a thumbnail of the publication and tells them what to go look at.
Especially if they don't want to read it.
Yeah, right. Or they don't want to go on TikTok, or they don't want to go,
right,
on digital, right?
Right.
So... So you've been listening to John Guthrie, the VP of Communications for Halifax Health, and also the volunteer editor of Evolve Greater Daytona Region. And we hope that you will read this issue of Evolve, which can be found at evolve-success.com, evolve-success.com. Go to magazines and go to the Greater Daytona Region magazine. And we'd like your feedback and suggestions at editor@evolve-success.com. Please send your suggestions and feedback to editor@evolve-success.com. Any closing comments, John?
Nope. We just appreciate all the work, the editorial board, the editor, the layout, you, Howard, for bringing this opportunity to all of us, and most importantly, probably the readers and
absolutely.
The people who are supporting this, and the advertisers
who are
supporting this endeavor.
Yeah. Echo, echo, echo. Thanks, John.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.